back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. What soundtrack was that on? Was that on the Striptease soundtrack with Demi Moore?
Not sure about that. It's Billy Ocean.
And I know, yeah. I feel like I just had a playback in my brain.
Flashback?
Yes. Of a soundtrack that I feel like I danced to in my room when I was 9, and that song was on it. And I remember choreographing 9-year-old dances to that song.
Oh,
I don't think I don't think they would hold up on TikTok these days.
tougher crowd.
All right. Well, welcome to the last hour of the Wednesday show of As Goes Wisconsin. And for the next half hour, our guest is going to be, is in front of me right now, Nick Ramos, who is the Wisconsin Voter ID Coalition Coordinator for Vote Riders.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, Nick.
Man, thank you for having me, Kristen.
Make sure you talk directly into the mic so we can hear you.
Hey, thank you for having me, Kristen.
Yeah, so happy to have you here. So let's just start at the very top, because as I learned in my entry into Get Out the Vote work in 2020 in Wisconsin, there are a lot of organizations who are trying to do just that. Nonpartisan, C3, and really don't care who you vote for, but just wants to empower you to vote. Mm-hmm. So how is Vote Riders different than some of the other ones out there, or what are you as an organization focused on?
It's a great question. So Vote Riders is a nonpartisan, nonprofit national organization that was created 10 years ago. And it's different because we're focused specifically on voter ID laws. So a lot of organizations, they're doing voter registration work, you know, and they're trying to just get people, you know, to vote in the first place. My work is a little bit different in that I'm not married to any one election. So the goal here is to try and help people get IDs, birth certificates, social security cards so that they can vote. In a state like Wisconsin, where we have a strict photo ID law, if you're going to vote with an ID or a driver's license, it can't be an out-of-state one. It's got to be a Wisconsin one. And so we just want to eliminate the barriers for people. And I know that being out in the field, you know, I've talked with a lot of people, and a lot of them are like, you know, either A, I don't really have the money to pay for, you know, these documents, like underlying documents to go get an ID, or B, like, you know, what's the point in the first place? And I'm like, yo, like, I don't care if you vote right now, but I just, like, down the road, like, if you consider it, great. But I know that these documents are going to mean so much more for you if you're looking to get a job, you're looking for housing. And so we're just trying to help people get documents, and we pay for all that stuff. We pay for the transportation. We try and make it as simple as possible for people.
So how do you find the people that need help? Because this is what sometimes I kind of think of being, like, as we were joking online, being an online person and appreciating the one-to-many relationship you can have with people online, and things can share quickly and go viral or whatever. And so you can reach, with the right message, you can reach a lot of people in a shorter period of time than knocking doors or picking up the phone and calling people. And yet, I constantly try to remember that the people who probably need to hear it most aren't necessarily online. And so how do you find, as an organization, the people who may not have an ID or may not, you know, have the internet literacy to navigate websites that help you get this information? Because sometimes I think we just take for granted how easy it is for all of us our age to navigate websites. That is not straightforward for people who didn't grow up on websites.
Hey, amen to that. And, you know, like, before, like, jumping into this work, like, I was, you know, not even thinking about the privilege of, like, just having internet, having a cell phone, like, being able to access all these resources. And so my big mission has been, since the beginning of me starting as a coalition coordinator, is first, I want to build those relationships with the organizations that are in these communities that are doing work with constituents all across the state and trying to help them be able to work with, you know, I've been creating these voter ID clinics all across the state. And what that looks like is, you know, I will work with partner organizations like homeless shelters, like DV clinics, like shelters, and, you know, places where people really do need these documents and they're in a really tight space where they might not necessarily have the means, the transportation, the money to be able to go ahead and, like, even know that, like, this stuff exists.
Mm-hmm.
So a big part of it is, navigating and trying to build those relationships all across the state with those organizations that are doing amazing work across the state. And then, you know, when they're doing intake or when they have like rice giveaways or like food giveaways, you know, I'm just trying to meet people where they're at. And instead of just posting a million things on social media that'll just fall on deaf ears because it's not really hitting the people that really need it the most.
It's hitting the people who already care.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, that's great, you know, rah, rah. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, can you, like, get me in connection with, like, the people who really need this most? So, like, I'm constantly, every week, reaching out to new partners, trying to see, you know, who are they working with and doing my research to see, like, what's, like, the impact that they're making in their community. And then we build programming off of that. And it's a lot of voter ID clinics.
And so what we kind of just touched on it, but I think sometimes this topic of why is it so hard to have an ID? Because I think a lot of us just assume if you're going to drive as soon as you turn 16, it's kind of this foregone conclusion that, of course, you have an ID. And sometimes I've had these conversations of why would someone not have an ID? So what is kind of the myth busting around that narrative?
It's a great, great question. So what we understand here at Vote Riders is that across the country right now, that there is at least 25 million voting age Americans that do not have a valid ID at this moment in time. And that's like 10% of the voting age population in the country. So if you were to take 10% of the voting age population here in Wisconsin, we're looking at about, so there's like 4.6 million people that are able to vote here in Wisconsin. So 10% of that's 460,000 people. So that's 460,000 people that are roaming the state right now without a valid ID at this moment.
Are you allowed to just, obviously you need a license to drive, but if you're, because you think about sometimes people who get stopped by the police and says like, can I see your ID? And so is that a law that you're supposed to have an ID just to be able to be identified, or is it not a law that you need? You can exist in the world without an ID and you're not breaking any rules.
You can exist in the world without an ID, but
yes.
I have to say that, like, your life becomes a little bit more difficult not having that ID for a variety of factors. I mean, you mentioned, you know, if you get pulled over, literally, I think about just if you want to apply for any job or any housing opportunity, they're going to ask, like, all right, give me some
passport,
documents,
yes,
literally,
yes.
To verify you
your
are W-2, who you are.
Or W-4, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So with that knowledge in mind, like, I'm sitting here, like, 460,000 people in a state where elections are literally decided by the thinnest of margins. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, like, our work is never done then, because I know that I was looking at literally the polling data from the last presidential that was decided by like 20,000 votes. You think about some of the gubernatorial vote, like, it's usually in that 20,000, you know, close to, you know,
1%. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like, yo, like, I mean, we have to grind like there's no tomorrow. So, you know, for me, like, I there's never a dull moment with this job, and I'm always trying to do outreach to figure out, as a coalition coordinator, I'm building those coalitions to try and figure out where can we find this 460,000 people, mm-hmm. and we can try and get them documents one by one.
Our guest this half hour is Nick Ramos, who's the Wisconsin Voter ID Coalition Coordinator for Vote Riders. And so I might have cut you off, but so what are some of the scenarios of why someone wouldn't have an ID?
Oh, great question as well. So I think what I've seen, at least in some of the clinics that I've done, a lot of times people have either lost them. Like, I've worked at the domestic violence shelters. So they're dealing with a situation where their documents might not necessarily be on them. You know, they had to run and get away from whatever situation they're in, and they're just starting over from complete scratch. Homeless individuals that I've worked with, they've gotten their wallets stolen. They might have had an ID years ago, but they've gotten by without using it. So in those scenarios, like, it's very helpful when, you know, there is a record of them in the system with the DMV, because then we can just look them up and do everything mm-hmm. online, and it makes it so much easier. But for those first-time individuals that have never had a Wisconsin ID in this state, or, you know, yeah, I mean, just specifically those individuals, you know, there's a little bit more of a process. They need a photo on file of you, and there's no mobile DMV, so we have to actually go in there and fill out the paperwork and everything. And then the other layer of it is, like, well, you need those underlying documents like a birth certificate, like a Social Security card, to actually verify you are who you are. And those things cost, well, the birth certificate costs money. Social Security card doesn't, but it's a little bit of hand-wringing to verify yourself online to get that Social Security card in the first place. So there's a lot of work and effort that goes into it. And a lot of people, I don't blame them for throwing their hands up and be like, you know what, like, forget it. Like, I've been able to get this far, you know, just surviving. So why would I even bother in the first place trying to go down this rabbit hole to get a birth certificate or get a Social Security card?
Well, and it's also, I would imagine, a population that is just, like you said, surviving in a lot of ways, either surviving a temporary situation, whether it be homelessness or a domestic violence, trying to get relocated. And so their attention towards just getting through today and tomorrow versus how does this election affect me,
right.
I would imagine is a couple steps away from convincing them of how important it is. And so with the before we go to the break in about 2 minutes, how does that work for someone who is experiencing homelessness and doesn't have, because you can't register to vote at a PO box. And so how does that work for people who are trying to establish residency or get an ID when they don't have a permanent address?
And a lot of times with the clients that I've worked with, you know, we establish residency with the shelter that they're at, and they can prove residency by having that shelter write a letter and sharing with, you know, showing that this person, you know, Joe Schmo has been living here, you know, and will continue living here, you know, to fulfill the residency requirement. They can prove and use that part for the residency part, which is great because you're absolutely right. We can't, you know, it would be great to be able to sign people up to a PO box, but you have to have a location. And luckily, you know, the Wisconsin Election Commission has allowed it so that we can have those individuals use the shelter they're at. But we know that it's such a transient bunch, you know, like these people might not be there for that long of a time. And so we want to try and make it as easy as possible for them. But I understand the frustration that, like, you know, they don't know where they're going to be, you know, the next day. And so we try and work with them, remind them, you know, the importance of all this stuff. But in the same breath, I just want to plant a seed. I don't want you to think that you have to get all this stuff right now to go vote. If you decide down the road that you're in a place where you can go ahead and vote, great. But, like, I want you to have your documents so you can do so much more.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break really quickly. Our guest this half hour is Nick Ramos, who is the Wisconsin Voter ID Coalition Coordinator for Vote Riders. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Nick Ramos, who is the Wisconsin Voter ID Coalition Coordinator for Vote Riders. And what are some of the stories? Because you said this is your first job, first year in this position. So what have been some of the surprising elements of your job since taking over this role?
Well, I mean, we could spend a lot of time talking about
we
stories.
We got 8 minutes.
All right. Well, you know, I'll rattle off a couple real fast. So, you know, I was talking to you before I hopped on, you know, I was in Waukesha yesterday. And when I was talking earlier in this podcast about just the partnerships that I've been able to develop. And so Barbara Becker with Disability Rights Wisconsin, you know, she emailed me, I think either late last week or early this week, about this voter by the name of Deborah. And Deborah is a elderly disabled woman who her driver's license has expired, you know, literally, I think it's 2-3 years ago, never had an ID. Really has been like, she called frantically to, because she wants to vote. And Barbara's like, can you please just figure this one out? You know, we need to get her all her stuff, get her registered, get her to vote. I'm like, all right. So I hit up Deborah. Deborah's just a sweetheart. I was like, do you have some availability on November 1st? I'll literally drive to Waukesha. I'll come pick you up. We'll go to the DMV because we tried to do it all online, but we struggle bust on that one.
Yeah.
Like, they could not find her in the system. So I picked her up, went to the DMV. We tried to get her a driver's license, but didn't pass the vision test, which is okay. But we were able to get the ID instead. Drove her to City Hall here in Waukesha, which was pretty cool. And then I thought it was, I was walking into a court, like a whole like court, but you know, it's just a City Hall building, which is cool. But we got it registered to vote, and we were able to get that vote counted. So in about an hour, hour and a half of going from ID to register to vote, we were able to get that vote banked, and it was super exciting. I was very, very excited about that particular one. The other one I can think of was literally during the August primary. This was another referral, but this referral came from the Milwaukee Elections Commission, because I believe one of their election inspectors called me. It was early. I was very discombobulated. He called me, got this elderly gentleman here, doesn't have an ID. He came here to vote. So I drive over to this gentleman's house. I'm like, can we just find some documents that you have that we can use for the ID petition process here so we can get you a free ID and get you voting? So we're going through all his documents and stuff. I'm just trying to find anything that's got his name and his address on it. I'm trying to find, he was able to pull a Social Security card out, which was great. I'm like, you got a birth certificate in here? He's like, it's somewhere in here, but there's a stack of boxes. I'm like, all right. We're going to gather as much stuff as we can. We went to the DMV. We're able to get him an ID that doesn't expire, which was awesome. We roll back up to the polling location. Everyone kind of like claps and looks at us. They're like, we did not expect you guys to come back so quickly. I'm like, you know, I mean, everything went buttery smooth. The DMV was cool. We were able to get his documents. He was able to cast his vote, and he was the biggest skeptic. He's like, I did not think I was voting at all. And wow. I was like, you know what, man? That warmed my heart. You know, I shared it with the team, and they were like, wow. You know, so those were a couple cool victories, and I'm very proud of it. You know, and there's never a dull moment in this job, no doubt.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What was Deborah's reaction when you got her documents and everything lined up?
Oh, she told me she loves me. And she hugged me, and she kept on saying that she's like, oh, you know, my son was very skeptical of you because, you know, she thought that, like, you know, this random guy is going to go kidnap her. I'm like, you know, I'll talk to your son. I'll talk to whoever. Like, I think I'm a sweetheart. I'll talk him off the ledge, honestly. But she was very happy, and I'm very grateful for Deborah for trusting in me.
So since starting this job, how do you feel about how hard or easy it is to vote in Wisconsin?
Wow. Realistically, and I know that like my higher ups will hate this answer, but realistically, like in a perfect world, I would hope my job would never have to exist. That like there wouldn't have to be someone that literally has to pay for this stuff for people because everybody could pay for it. Or there wouldn't even have to be this requirement that you even need a Wisconsin ID or driver's license to vote in the first place. And yeah, I mean, Wisconsin's one of the strictest photo ID laws states in the country. And I just remember back in 2016 when I was doing voter protection work across the state and getting to see the photo ID law in effect for like the first really big one. And I remember the exit polling and feeling like there are so many people who stayed home because they just did not want to bother. Like they did not even, and there was people that had the right documents and were just like, you know what? I'm not even going to exert the energy. I don't want to be turned around. Like, and I'm just like, you know, I cried that night, and I remembered I always wanted to come back to this kind of work. And I was just waiting for an opportunity where, you know, the stars were aligned. And so when this job opened up, I was like, you know what? It's time to get back out there and just try and help people get these documents and stuff. But
because you're a lawyer by trade, do you use your law degree in this job?
Yeah, not so much. you know, I mean,
big Marquette guy. Yeah, just be like, right. Oh, I guess I have this. Just have this pretty diploma.
No, it looks great, you know, collecting dust in my office. But, you know, like, I will read through, like, some of the cases that end up going before the courts here that do involve voting. And, you know, when people need, like, an understanding of, like, what exactly, like, the rule of law is going to be on, like, a particular situation, I'll, you know, give them my best lawyer impression. But, yeah, I haven't really been practicing much. And you know what? It's okay. I think my peace of mind has been better for not practicing, honestly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with the minute we have left, what do you want anyone in the audience to know as far as what information they can have access to or where they should go check out or follow? You have 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, if you got anything from this, if you need any help getting documents, IDs, birth certificates, social security cards. Vote Riders will help you get this stuff for free. If you need transportation to any of those issuing offices to get any of those documents, we will pay for it for free. You can literally find us at voteriders.org. If you have social media, we have, you know, it's literally at Vote Riders on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I wish I could rattle off the phone number for you right now, but believe if you're able to get on the website and you scroll down to the bottom, our hotline, which you can call and text, we have live people right now that will help you. English and Spanish, we're here to help you out.
Absolutely. All right, Nick Ramos, thank you for coming in today. Check out Vote Riders. We're going to take a break. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.